Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Olympics are always full of personal triumphs and challenges, but Boston has many people who want another story to be told. Local groups protesting oppression by the Chinese government are adjusting their strategy to raise awareness of Beijing's human rights abuses. Christopher Choi is director of the Hong Kong Social Action Movements in Boston. He was born and raised in Hong Kong and has been in Boston since 2019 when he came to the U.S. to attend college.
Ever since I was a child, I've always participated in pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong, including the Umbrella Revolution in 2016. But my role as an organizer and as an activist started only in Boston when the anti-extradition movement broke out in 2019.
Did you watch the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics?
No, I made a pledge to not watch any content of the Olympics this year. The Olympics are being held in a country with a genocidal regime. And by allowing them to host the games, it's helping them to normalize the crimes against humanity they're committing in Tibet, in East Turkestan, against the Uyghurs, and in Hong Kong. A few months ago, we started our I Will Not Watch campaign, and we are urging the public to boycott the games by simply not watching it, because any form of participation in the games is being complicit with China's atrocities. We're hoping that this will be the least watched Olympics in history. And I think that would be a very strong statement, and it would make very clear that the world does not approve of China's authoritarian behaviors and the crimes they're committing against our people.
Every time that there's an Olympics, people get very caught up in the celebratory aspect of it. How do you emotionally reach people to make your case?
Yeah, I completely understand that. When I try to tell people about our cause, I always make it very personal. My family, we are fortunate enough to be outside of Hong Kong right now, but many of my friends in Hong Kong, they've been arrested because of their participation protests in 2019. And even those who were not arrested, they live in constant fear of prosecution by the Hong Kong government. And I have a Uyghur friend in Boston whose father was detained by the Chinese government, and he haven't heard from him since. And this is not just a single case. It's almost every Uyghur friend I have, they have families that has disappeared and they haven't been in contact with them.
Now that the games are underway, what tactics are you using to try to provide your counter message?
We are urging the people not to watch the games, and we are providing alternative content to the Olympics. Throughout the Olympics, every day we are providing people with songs, books, and movies about Hong Kong, about Tibet and East Turkestan, so people can find out more about what's happening.
What are your feelings about the athletes who are participating in the games?
Even though we hope that they would boycott the games, I really understand their decision to participate, because it is not fair for them to have to choose between giving up their dreams or to join an Olympic in a country of a genocidal regime. And China should not be awarded the rights to host the Olympics in the first place. Now that the athletes are there, they are under surveillance from the Chinese government. Their privacy and freedom of expression is compromised, and they are used as a propaganda tool to sportswash the atrocities they are committing against our people. So I still wish them good luck in their competitions, and they have to be careful because they are in a country that does not respect basic human rights.
Christopher Choi is director of the Hong Kong Social Action Movements in Boston. His group is promoting alternative content to the Olympics. It can be found at iwillnotwatch.org.